On April 19th, a well owned by Chesapeake Energy began spewing fluid and natural gas.
A day of cleaning up at this gas drilling site in the Northern Tier. Now people who live near here can only wonder about possible long-term effects of today's leak. It's our top story.
As more than 10,000 gallons of chemical-laden hydraulic fracturing fluid sprayed out of the ground, the spill quickly went from leading the evening news on WNEP to a national story.
Press from all over the United States, and I do mean all over the United States, and every major news bureau, I talked to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, the Seattle paper. It was amazing.
Skip Roop helped coordinate emergency response efforts that day, but he and the local fire department stuck mostly to a supporting role. Stopping the blowout would require specialists who could not be found in Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, or Binghamton. To get to the Bradford County accident, they flew in from Texas.
The world's expertise to cap a blowout has for years been found in Houston. That's the sound of the geyser of fire from a blown-out oil well, or at least how Hollywood dramatized it in the 1968 movie Hellfighters, starring John Wayne. In one scene, he arrives at the site of a burning well with a plane load of equipment.
I spent a lot of your money.
Well, what did you do, buy up all the control heads in Houston?
Well, this far away from supplies, you get all the spares you can.
This is the global headquarters, if you will, for that type of work.
That's Casey Davis. He's not an actor. He's with a Houston company called Wild Well Control.
We're not cowboys as portrayed in Hollywood.
In the movie, one way they put out a burning well was with dynamite.
It's rare these days that we use explosives to extinguish wells.
Instead, Davis says they use sophisticated and sometimes remotely controlled equipment. It was their giant hydraulic shears that cut the leaking pipe on the floor of the Gulf when BP's well blew out in 2010. But by far the bulk of their work is done on land. In Texas alone, there's an average of about 20 blowouts a year, according to state data. In the last 5 years, blowouts have injured over a dozen people in Texas and killed three. As to that blowout in Pennsylvania that Scott talked about, the Texas company called in was a competitor of Wild Well Control, a company called Boots & Coots that's now owned by Halliburton.
But Boots & Coots took more than 12 hours to arrive on the scene. Chesapeake Energy points out it had local responders at the site within 45 minutes. The blowout took about a week to get under control. Canton Township Fire Chief Kim Jennings says his team worked well with the Chesapeake staffers, but he was frustrated by Boots and Coots' lack of communication.
There's discussion of actually when they showed up. Nobody seems to know exactly when they were there.
In a statement, Chesapeake pointed out no one was injured during the incident. Boots and Coots declined to comment, deferring to Chesapeake. But Kim Jennings' frustration with the Texas team aside, firefighters across Pennsylvania are being taught to leave blowouts to the specialists.
When we think of a well problem, this is what we think of.
In the emergency response course he's teaching to Pennsylvania firefighters, instructor Skip Roop clicks to his next slide. It's a picture of a three-story fireball shooting out of a collapsed well. There's a graphic of a big stop sign next to the picture, and in red the slide reads, "Do not try to put out the well fire."
You're not going to put this fire out.
Wait for the professionals to arrive, Roop says. Pennsylvania's State Fire Commissioner Ed Mann agrees.
There's no fire department in Pennsylvania that's going to deal with or extinguish that fire. One of the Wild Well teams is going to be brought in to deal with that.
The next well team to arrive at a Pennsylvania blowout will likely get there sooner. The impact fee Governor Tom Corbett wants signed into law would require staff to be on the ground in Pennsylvania so well control teams aren't flying in from Texas.
Houston's Wild Well Control says it's already good to go in Pennsylvania.
We are stockpiled, if you will, with equipment and appropriate personnel that can respond right in Pennsylvania.
What's more, the company's Casey Davis says it's now helped train some 4,500 Pennsylvania firefighters on the do's and don'ts of blowout response. The outcome they want is like in that movie. John Wayne capped the big blowout and then went back to Houston. For Scott Detrow in Pennsylvania and for State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.